Jeff, we're starting off talking about legislation for cleanup funding for mines in the state. Can you share with us a little bit about the legislation that is being discussed in the New Mexico legislative session this year and how it could potentially make a difference in cleanup efforts in area mines?
District 36 State Representative Nathan Small, who's from Scrucis, is sponsoring this bill, House Bill 157, and it would establish a dedicated fund called the Forfeiture Fund, the Mining Act Forfeiture Fund, that would be set up, if the bill were to pass, to receive funding that mining companies like Freeport-McMoRan, for example, who operate the three major copper mines in Grant County, they put up money, financial assurance, when they have their mining operations permitted that guarantees they will reclaim or clean up the mining sites that they use here. And the idea behind this legislation, it's a worst-case scenario kind of thing, is how Representative Small put it. If they were to go bankrupt, for example, the cash assurance that they put up, and this is a lot of money, hundreds of millions of dollars, would immediately go into this forfeiture fund where it could only be used for the purpose it was intended, that is to clean up and reclaim a mining site. The issue with this kind of money just going into the general treasury is that while most of it might end up spent on reclamation efforts, it might take a long time to get it to go in that direction. And typically, you know, there's a lot of other needs across the state that might somehow fit into the purpose of the money. And some of that money ends up getting spent on other things.
This is an issue that many people may not consider when it comes to mines, is when a mine does close, there's continued costs involved with ensuring that cleanup systems are in place to prevent possible pollution. Can you kind of give us an understanding of that?
That's right. It's not just a matter of sort of immediately cleaning up the site once the mine has run out. It's also long-term stuff. The Tyrone mine, open pit mine here in Grant County, for example, just the way it's designed and the way it's been dug over the years, many decades, the main open pit there will require and does require now water pumps to run, and they will have to run in perpetuity in order to prevent the polluted water inside the mine from entering the water table outside the mine. So that's, you know, in perpetuity is a long time, and it takes a lot of money to maintain those pumps and other aspects of mine reclamation.
Okay, now we're moving on. An area World War II veteran in Silver City recently had a special honor. What can you tell us about that?
97-year-old Dan McBride is a World War II paratrooper veteran. He was in the 502nd Regiment of the 101st Airborne. These are the guys that jumped out of planes over Normandy, Belgium, Holland, you know, all over France and Germany during World War II. He was in the D-Day invasion, jumped out of a plane and landed. And he's got stories that it's no wonder that the Duke and Duchess of Sussex learned of his exploits. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle decided to send Dan McBride a thank you note for his service in World War II. And the Daily Press caught wind of this, and we interviewed Mr. McBride. He is just, you know, the cliche straight out of central casting, never fit a war hero as well as it does Mr. McBride. And at 97, he's sharp as a tack. He's a living piece of history. He's got a lot of stories. And one funny thing he said about this letter from the Duke and Duchess was that, you know, his time in England, that was not the those weren't the fondest memories he had of World War II. He didn't particularly care for England for a variety of reasons, and said of Prince Harry, at least he had the brains to leave England and move to California.
Thanks for sharing that story with us, and we look forward to talking with you next week.
Thanks, Anthony.